Welcome to the Jaguar Podcast, a show where we discuss all things related to Duval County's finest NFL football team, the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Blue 42, set, play!
Duval, baby! Hey everybody, it's Andrew, and welcome to episode 165 of the Jaguar Podcast. In this episode, we're going to be discussing the breaking news of Jacksonville Jaguars head coach Doug Marrone being fired. But before we start, as always, hit that red subscribe button if you want to show your support for the channel, and hit that bell icon if you want to get updates on the latest content releases. Okay, so it was announced on Monday, January 5th, that head coach Doug Marrone has been fired and released from the Jacksonville Jaguars organization. And I mean, honestly, I'll say this. We all knew this was coming, right? It was really just a question of when was this going to happen. You know, looking at his record as a coach, he was 23-43, a 34.8% winning percentage. So not very good. Was the Jaguars coach for 5 years. And you know, I mean, honestly, that being said, I can't not acknowledge the 2017 season that we had and him bringing us to the playoffs. That was just such a great time to be a Jaguars fan. Really exciting, just, man, a lot of fun. But after that, we kind of lost our swagger. We got probably a little too overconfident. Yeah, I remember Jalen Ramsey talking a lot of smack about how, you know, we were going to just demolish all these other teams. And then 2018, we kind of laid an egg. 2019, pretty much the same thing. You know, we got Nick Foles and there was a lot of excitement there, but then we lay an egg again. He gets hurt and then Gardner Minshew comes in and, you know, we all know how that went. But, you know, I feel like Doug Marrone kind of put himself in this position a little bit. He had an opportunity to fire defensive coordinator Todd Wash and pull the trigger and try to right the ship, you know, after 2019, and he didn't do that. And some people even say after 2018, he should have been fired, but, you know, him hanging on to Todd Wash, I don't feel like was a good decision and kind of led to his demise, you know, and, but again, then again, right? He could have kept him on because Shad Khan told him, hey, we're going to tank this year. So if you want to be the coach, you want to stay on, you want to get paid or whatever, you know, this is what we're going to do. And if you're okay with it, you're okay with it. And if you're not, you can leave. So I don't know. I'm just speculating here. Don't take any of that as like, you know, confirmed fact. But that's kind of my theory on it, at least. There were some other things that went on during this season that I think probably led to that. I don't like how he handled the Gardner Minshew, injury. I felt like he kind of threw Minshew under the bus, for lack of a better word.
Just hard and balls, man. Hard and balls.
You know, saying that he hid the injury, and that could have been a strategy to kind of deflect attention away from ownership's, you know, ineptitude or just, you know, the coaching staff not being able to cut the mustard. And it's just a shame, man, because, you know, they put the blame on Minshew, who was, sounds like he was just trying to play it out through an injury and win some game, you know, win some games for his team. And it's just a shame, but I think that also led to Doug Marrone getting fired. But, you know, again, I feel bad for Doug because he had to deal with a lot of drama. He had to deal with Tom Coughlin and him pissing everybody off within the organization, players included, with all the fines that, you know, went out to players. Then the NFLPA kind of shunning the Jaguars, for lack of a better word. It was just, he had to deal with a lot of drama, a lot of problems. I mean, there was a couple different offensive coordinators that came through the Jags organization during his tenure, you know, Nathaniel Hackett, and then he got John DeFilippo, and that didn't work either. And then he got, you know, Jay Gruden, and that didn't work either. So it's, I don't know, man, it's been a roller coaster ride for Doug Marrone. But, you know, looking at his record and looking how the team has performed, it's just, I think it's kind of speaks for itself. But, you know, I don't want it to sound like I don't like Doug Marrone as a person. I think he seems like he's a good guy, just wants to do a good job, but it just didn't work out for him. I think he made a few mistakes here and there, but, you know, I think his time has run out, unfortunately, and it's on to the next head coach and GM and probably defensive coordinator. But, you know, again, I can't deny the fact that he did bring us to that 2017 playoff. It was an exciting time, and I thank Doug for that, because that was really awesome. But, you know, let me know how you guys feel about this firing or this personnel change. Leave me a comment on the YouTube video or podcast episode. Subscribe to the channel, as always. Stop by my Apple Podcast. Leave me feedback. It always helps me when I put these episodes together. I say that a lot, but I mean it. And if you do, I will send you a Jaguar Podcast t-shirt or face cover of your choice. Just send me a DM on Twitter or Instagram. Stay safe, stay sane, stay healthy. Go Jags, and I'll see you next time. Let me get that Jaguar D coming up with the big sack. Quarterbacks beware, we on the prowl. Game day night, you could hear it in our growl. Intimidation on to keep their hearts racing. Eating other teams live on TV front of the nation. Spectacular defensive scheme. This episode is available on the Jaguar Podcast YouTube channel. So if you stop by, make sure to subscribe and give this video a like. Also, these episodes are available on iTunes, Podbean, Spotify, SoundCloud, Stitcher, and other major podcast distributors as well. So if you don't mind, please leave me a review and some feedback. I'd really appreciate that. If you'd like to connect with me on social media, my Twitter handle is @JaguarPodcast. I'm also on Facebook and Instagram. This is Andrew signing off. Cheers.